in local news, Star Entertainment has avoided financial collapse after securing a $300 million cash injection from American entertainment company Bally's. The Star announced they had entered into a binding term sheet with Bally's in a statement to ASX last night. According to the terms proposed, Bally's will inject up to $300 million in the company. However, this may be reduced if Star's largest shareholder, Mathiessen, fronts $100 million for the deal. With the Star expecting to reach $100 million by Wednesday, the remaining $200 million will be subjected to shareholder vote. If voted through, close to 57% of the business will be owned by Bally's and Mathiessen. This deal comes after talks of a $940 million deal with the Salter Brothers collapsed last week.
In national news, an online study conducted by YouGov on behalf of Juniper revealed the stigma women feel about their weight and body image. According to this study, 76% of Australian women feel that they are held to a higher weight standard than men. 47% of women over the age of 40 reported feeling impacted by society's view on weight. This research also showed that 57% of women admire weight loss when it is acquired through lifestyle changes as opposed to the medical treatment route. A specialist team in New South Wales have culled hundreds of feral cats throughout this past year to preserve native wildlife. This scheme was introduced in October 2024 due to the damaging impact feral cats have on native species. According to a Wildlife Service Western Branch director, Darren Pitt, a single feral cat is estimated to kill at least 700 native animals in a year. Over 400 cats were culled over the past year, which officials say could have saved hundreds of thousands of native animals from predation. Thermal imaging and hundreds of cameras assist in identifying high-density areas for targeted control.
In international news, China has said that the United States' tariff policy is economic bullying and will further the divide between rich and poor countries. This comes after US President Donald Trump put an additional 34% tariff on Chinese goods, on top of the two rounds of 10% tariffs announced in February and March. In response, Beijing announced a retaliatory 34% tariffs on US imports. Donald Trump has threatened to put an additional 50% tariff on Chinese imports if this retaliatory tariff isn't lifted by today. It is unclear whether China's leader, Xi Jinping, will meet with President Trump after Trump also announced on Truth Social that all talks with China about possible meetings have been terminated. The Asian stock market has continued to fall after receiving some of the highest tariffs announced on Liberation Day.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. It is currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. There is no fire danger today and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.